journey in all its many facets. And we also will be serving Holy Communion. And here in Christ Chapel, we practice an open table, which means that wherever you are in your journey, you're welcome to participate in that rite. If you do not want to participate, you're welcome to come forward for a blessing or to remain in your seat, whatever works best for you today. We'll start our service by standing and singing by request of Michelle, hymn number 723 in your light red hymnals. 723, and we'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Thank you. nature of chemistry. And as I prepared to attempt these statements, I determined that I would study biochem as a pre-med student. Because I was social and really enjoyed helping others, I was sure that I was meant to be a doctor. I began my first year of college here at Gustavus, fall of 2015. It was a great year. I made some great friends, had an awesome time. Yet much of my time was also spent studying. I did perform positively in my pre-med courses and enjoyed the work, but I didn't realize until later the alternatives that I had yet to consider in crafting my perfect plan. A turning point came for me on a dreary Wednesday in April. I went to morning praise and heard about a new summer job opportunity at the Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics. Essentially, as a mentor, one would lead high school students in reflecting upon science and faith in their own life and throughout the world. The words drew me in. This was the first time I had ever really even considered that these two could sit at the table together. The first thing that popped into my head was, what would people think of me if I applied? If I really want to be a doctor, shouldn't I be spending the summer doing research? Ultimately, I ended up deciding to apply at 11 p.m. the night before I was due. Well, I was studying for Organic 1. And after interviewing a few weeks later with this chaplain series, I was offered a position for the summer. That summer for me presented a whole new world of thought, one where we discussed the nature of God. How could a God who is all loving let suffering happen? Why did my mother have cancer if God was all loving? Is God watching down on us as little people on the earth? Or is God here with us living through every living being? We asked questions that I never really knew were okay. But then we were sitting there with a chaplain ordained for the ELCA, and she was asking them too, and was telling us to ask them. So I was like, okay, it must be okay. We discussed climate change and food insecurity from a scientific, ethical, and faith-based perspective, and found new ways to bring the three together as citizens of a dynamic planet. It brought more meaning to my identity as a Christian scientist that I had yet to experience at any other point. It was a step into a new freedom. I returned to Gustavus in the fall of 2016 for my sophomore year, continuing on the biochem track. It was so fulfilling to be back at school, yet my schedule quickly wore away at me. questions really dig for the root of your soul and what you're passionate about, where your voice is needed in the world, and the root of God within you. And don't be afraid when you answer up these questions. Maybe the thing that passes your head is entirely different than the path you've been on thus far, and the place that you've been living into. And finally, a lot of times, especially living on a college campus where new ideas are prosperous and a lot of people achieve a lot of things, we feel pressure to have everything figured out. But the reality is we will never truly have every detail of the meaning of life figured out. And that's a powerful thing. We serve as students, leaders, siblings, and partners. And each of these calls on our authentic selves to live into our vocation every day, just as God is infused and present throughout each moment. Wherever you are, be all there. Presence and vocation are intertwined, and true vocation comes in taking a leap of faith and giving full attention and cultivation to each moment, relationship, and experience. Letting go of control, sitting into the discomfort, and recognizing God's loving presence opens up a space for authenticity, giving you the freedom to truly find peace in the lifelong process of vocation. With that, I'd like to leave you with a blessing if you'll bow your head to me. To come home to yourself. May all that is unforgiven in you be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquilities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love. Amen. Thank you.
I invite you to stand as you are comfortable. Jesus chose to spend his last night on earth eating with his friends. He took the bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and he gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he passed it to his friends, saying, "Drink. This cup poured out for you is the promise of God. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Whenever we share this bread and cup, we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, our hope and our life. Thanks be to God. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. invite you to sing as you are able.
Go in peace to love and to serve.
Thanks be to God.